The Ramen Noodle is produced and sponsored by D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com. You have a message that deserves to look great. So make your next message look or sound great by hiring D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com, which, by the way, that's me, to design your website, give you some website hosting, presentation design, produce a podcast for you. Whatever you might need with design or new media services, I can help you through D. Joseph Design at djosephdesign.com. Mention the podcast and you get 10% off your first order, whatever that order might be. So plan your big order first, like your $1 million website, and you'll save $100,000. Do we have another sponsor for tonight's podcast?
No.
Okay.
They backed out at the last second.
Ah, bummer. You weren't able to negotiate that. Too bad.
No, I threatened them like you told me to, but...
Can I start the music now?
Yeah.
Okay. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 21, The Zombie Noodle. Welcome back to another episode, the one and only place where you can find seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. I am the Ramen Noodle, otherwise sometimes known as Daniel.
And I am Jeremy, because I, you know, take my real name to be more real. And sometimes I am known as Flegon.
And you are joining me from the other side of the Snowmageddon battlefield.
Yep.
But there's another reason that you're not here tonight. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Happy, happy birthday from all of us to you. Happy, happy birthday, and may you enjoy your glue. Happy, happy birthday. I wish I could have bought more. Happy, happy birthday, but they closed the store.
Hey. So you bought me this glue, my favorite.
Yes.
I never stopped eating it, and
the gift that keeps on sticking.
Whoa.
It was a sticky idea.
It's the icing on the cake, literally.
Ooh, you put your glue on a cake?
Yeah.
Yuck.
This is really weird, by the way. I just want to get that out there.
Okay.
The whole dynamic of this show is different when all I have is a weird little box of you delayed. I can't make faces at you and distract you and torment you.
I know. It's great. I am so undistracted tonight. I'm just looking at the little Heil. The Heil is the mic. The Heil dot on my screen. It really looks like Heil. It just needs a little red dot right in the middle of it. So people who are watching live on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time currently can... 8 p.m. Yeah, I said that right.
Yeah,
over at theramennoodle.com/live are getting to see me make weird faces at the camera.
Yeah, but they're really, delayed in freeze frame. That's nice.
But pretty much, I think the entire world would agree that any box with my face in it is weird.
Any box with your face?
Yes.
Like on store shelves, mass produced?
Yes. Or in post offices.
Unless it were like those guys that... You know, you can get, like, the torso of the dude for, like, karate and
what?
Beat up on him.
Oh.
It would be great if it had your face on it.
I was thinking, like, how do you get the actual torso of someone without them knowing it?
The other use for the extra... Oh, never mind.
The extra torso that everyone is born with? Yeah, right. All right, now it's time for this. As I try to quickly get a sip of my A&W sparkling vanilla cream soda.
I can't hear any of the music, which is awesome in a way.
You can't hear it?
Well, I can. I think I hear what your mic... No, I don't know. I hear like little squeaks. It's in the background. A shadow of it is there.
My music is squeaks, dude.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah. It's like quieter than whispers.
Okay, I just fixed it, so you're going to be able to hear the lovely music. But
I didn't say it was broken. I said I couldn't hear it.
As Sonitos in the chat room
Sonitos?
Said. Yeah, Sonitos. So he's Sonitos. Spanish. As he said, he unfortunately can hear the music.
Yep.
So take that
it's
for argument.
Gulping my warm beverage.
Yeah.
Coming up in the mic.
So this last week, I was trying to exchange a Nerf gun because a gun I had wasn't shooting very well. So I wanted to see if I could maybe exchange it. Turned out that I couldn't get it, or I could, whatever it worked out. I had to return the Nerf gun that I had, and it was just barely open, wasn't even used, wasn't fired at all. So it was still a clean weapon. And I was returning it to Walmart. And I'm really get annoyed at Walmart when they have
Walmart this, is not a sponsor of this podcast.
Yeah. When they have this, thank you, this person sitting out front who their only job, well, no longer do they just greet you and say hi and welcome to Walmart and whatever, try and sell you credit cards. But now they have the job of if you have something to return, they make the process go a whole lot quicker and easier. No, they just scan it and slap a label on it. Which, more recently, though, the Walmart I go to, one of their scanners is broken, so they just put a label on it. But when I'm in there, in Walmart, the lady that puts this label on the Nerf gun, it's a big Nerf gun. This thing is, like, a couple feet long. The box is big. It's a sizable box that I'm carrying.
It's a big boxed Nerf gun.
Yes.
I don't think that I... Never mind. Didn't mean that the way that it came out.
Nothing came out yet.
Okay.
Okay. So I go into the store and she puts this label on it and she asks me, is there only one? And now I'm carrying this big box. I put the single big box right in front of her and she puts a label on it and she's asking me, is this the only one? Where else am I going to have another one? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I've got one here in my pocket. Let me pull it out, this big, giant box in my pocket or my coat sleeve or anything like that. Where else am I going to hide it? I don't know why they ask, is it the only one? But
well,
I guess...
You know, they do that so that you can't buy something and then go into the store with your receipt and return one that they've still got on the shelf.
Right. Yeah, I know. Except... Now that they've got this system where all they do is slap a sticker on it, just kind of silly, instead of actually scanning it. But that whole process is a little bit lame. Last Friday, February 12, was Charles Darwin Day, which is the day that everyone gets together and tries their hardest to evolve.
Now, you have moved on to a new topic, yes?
No, this is still Random Noodle Update.
Oh,
stuff that's different... happened in the last week.
Okay.
Yeah. And apparently no one evolved because I haven't heard any news stories about any new creatures coming out of that day.
Oh, so that's because there's a cover up.
Yeah, we'll go on.
You've seen Fringe, right? I mean,
oh yeah. Yeah, it's all completely covered up and they're heroes and they've got special abilities, but they're, well, I won't spoil heroes for anyone who hasn't watched it yet.
Like the last special episode. Abilities, you jerk. Oh, I said no spoilers.
I spoiled it. Sorry. Sorry, everybody that hasn't heard anything about heroes. Twice this last week, there have been snow emergencies. I think twice.
Snore emergencies?
Yeah, snore emergencies.
Snore emergencies. That's when I sleep in.
Today was, they upgraded it from a level 1 to a level 2 snow emergency. And I don't get why they're calling it a snow emergency, because if they really need snow that bad, there is plenty of it in my driveway that I had to shovel off this morning. I would willingly give them my snow if they need snow that bad to have declare it a level 2 snow emergency.
Well, maybe you should just call up the city planners and sell them that snow.
Yeah. You know Wayne Henderson on Twitter. He goes by TIWWH on Twitter. over at MediaVoiceOvers.com. He tweeted earlier today saying that he mowed his yard and had to do a little weeding in the backyard. And I replied back to him. I said, you're blocked. And pretty much our service, our friendship is over so long as you keep tweeting like that, because I had to shovel 8 inches of snow off my driveway today. And he replied back telling me, well, how about you send me half of your snow and 15 degrees and then we'll call it even. But I realized if I send him 15 degrees, there's going to be nothing left.
Yeah. Yeah. How does that work?
I don't know. He should send me some of his degrees.
Yeah. He should send over some degrees because it works that way. And you can send him some snow.
He also, yeah, I'll send it United States Postal Service. An armed agent of the government will deliver it in a uniform. Also today, the same guy, Wayne Henderson, had mentioned something that got me on a quick research, and he mentioned Google credits, and I wanted to find out what are Google credits for, and I discovered Google and the Wheel of Fortune just merged, and you'll be able to use Google credits in order to buy vowels for future searches.
I see. So by random noodle update, you actually mean what I said on Twitter today.
Maybe that's what we should change it to and play like some very solemn music in the background as I'm going through what I said on Twitter today. On Twitter, I said stuff.
Wow.
Okay, maybe I'll not do that.
That's, you can't control the volume for me, so it's
loud.
Yep, there I couldn't hear you anymore.
Okay, well, that's not necessarily a bad thing all the time. Sometimes.
Oh, that's true. Play. Can I hear that again?
How about we hear this again? Oh wait, did you have any random noodle updates to share?
Nope. Not okay. At this time. Are they, when mine are random, they're truly random. It may pop up at any time. Even well, right in the middle of whatever story you might tell.
We'll call them Jeremy Spasm updates.
Like, you'll be telling a story, and if you hear me say, oh, that means you need to probably play that music again, because I'm about to do my random noodle
segway.
Yeah. I prepare really well.
Blooper.
Podcast.
All right. We got a couple voicemails in this last week of, I'm not sure if you can count this as ramen noodle experiences or not, but here are some voicemails nonetheless. And as I typically do, let me read the Google voice transcript of this. Okay. This is what Google is saying, not me. Yes, this is a black man, and I had some questions about the last from, and it'll show first of. We got to work as well as Atlantic in front line. And then when you were pressing a button to open your car extension, press red button with the picture of the person screaming or the little picture of a padlock opening and. Yeah, this is like that again. And if you're going to shop in stores that have more words like bargains outlived cent dollar, and then you're really going to mast out on the good bargains, if you don't know the difference between the. So my day at the expiration date, you know that I could really say. And now I don't know of a what you said about the leftovers. I have been pizza.
I have been pizza. Me too.
I have been pizza yesterday. All your pizza are belong to us. Yeah, that's a bad joke, sorry. Does boil and wanna a but some nice mushrooms and all from the package in there was a find. I don't know, does boil? Hey, Smith.
Huh?
In addition, the mushrooms in it, and I thought it was time for the mall's following address. Rena. Thank you, Rena. Who is apparently a black man.
Named Rena.
So here's this voicemail.
Yes, this is Zach Man, and I had some questions about the last ramen noodle show. first, does Fleagon work as well as Advantic and Frontline? And then when you were pressing a button to open your car, did you press the
red? Wait. So do you work at wherever he said? What did he say?
He said it work as well as. He wants to know if Fleagon is an effective pest control. The answer is no.
Oh, okay.
I haven't even gotten rid of you.
Oh, good one.
As well as Advantic and Frontline. And then when you were pressing a button to open your car, did you press the red button with the picture of the person screaming?
No, that was me that was the person screaming.
The ramen noodle is the picture on the panic button on all your panic buttons, which belong to us.
Play. Play
cricket,
thing.
Cricket.
Why isn't this playing? Oh.
Broke it.
I did. I pressed the red button that shows the little guy screaming on it.
You're so...
Yeah, this is Zach Matt again, and if you're going to shop in stores that have words like bargains,
oh, this is outlet, his second
cent, thing. Dollar in them, you are really going to miss out on the good bargains if you don't know the difference between the sell-by date and the expiration date. Either that or get really sick. And I don't know about what you said about the leftovers. I think pizza does spoil.
No.
And
yes, it does.
When I bought some nice mushrooms and I opened the package and there was a fungus that, in addition to mushrooms in it, and I thought it was time for the mulch pile of the trash for that.
Oh. I don't like mushrooms as it, aren't mushrooms mold as it is?
A fungus in addition to mushrooms. I enjoy that phrase just in and of itself. In fact, that would make a good that would make a good band name, wouldn't it not? Fungus in addition to mushrooms.
That would. But wait a minute. I noticed something about his voice. Did you notice something about his voice?
Definitely sounded like our French caller. Except
yeah, this is Zach
listen.
Man again, and if you're going to shop and...
Okay, this is Zach Man.
What did he say his name was?
Hello, Mr. Ramen Noodle. This is Pierre, and you have insulted me.
Whoa. They sound alike.
Yeah, this is Zach Man again, and if you're going to shop and store...
I think it's the same person.
Yeah.
So, Mr... So... Zach Man, Black Man, Pierre, Rena. You got to get your multiple personalities looked at. Because they're kind of misbehaving. John Wilkerson from Jesus Geek also called in and had a great message. He says, hey, this is John Wilkerson from the Cheesecake Podcast. It's funny that always translates his Jesus Geek podcast as Cheesecake Podcast. You should register cheesecakepodcast.com just in case. Wilkerson from the Cheesecake Podcast, Overachievers. Get that info! And I needed to call and just congratulate Jeremy for becoming a permanent fixture there on And The And Will. I'm so excited about that. It is so cool that Jeremy is on there, and hello, hey, Dan installed along with, but I buy T-Any just well yesterday. I'm glad investors. God bless you. Yeah, dude. Yeah, bye. And there are living room. So let's hear what
that was
John,
actually profound there at the end.
That was. So let's hear what John says, because it's great that he mentions you since this is your birthday. It's your birthday. It's well, I already sung to you, so I'm not going to sing again.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, this is John Wilkerson from the Jesus Geek podcast over at jesusgeek.info, and I needed to call and just congratulate Jeremy for becoming a permanent fixture there on the Ramen Noodle. I am so excited about that. It is so cool that Jeremy is on there, and
whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my.
You have been Rickrolled, Jeremy.
Did he do that or did you do
that? He did that. And he's the one singing along with it.
Does it go on?
It goes on and on.
Alive, Rickroll.
Jeremy, you have been Rickrolled on my podcast.
Oh, you?
Well, yeah, but I didn't even ask John to do that. He did send me a message, though, and he said, hey, don't let Jeremy hear that voicemail before you play it on the air. Thank you.
Was part of that translation words from the song?
Yes, very little.
That's hilarious. I couldn't even tell.
Yeah, I know. That's why I went ahead and read the transcript to you. It's because I knew that you wouldn't be able to tell. Speaking of not being able to tell...
Wow, so many directions from right there.
It's true. So I'm going to take it in this direction. It's time for your weekly noodleism, your weekly bit where we take a common saying and twist it to extreme hilarity.
This week's phrase is Daniel is pregnant.
What? No. That is
he wasn't going to tell anyone. I don't know where that came from. It came from...
I don't want to know. Skype where that came that. From.
That's the Skype talking.
Yeah, sure. This week's noodleism is reskin. Well, when you design websites or redesign websites, if you work with any kind of a website, people often talk about skinning the website or reskinning the website, redesigning it, giving it a new skin. But if skinning something means to rip off the skin, then how is skinning a website a good thing? And how does it mean to add skin to the website if you say, hey, can you skin my WordPress blog? Well, how is that adding skin to it? Wouldn't that mean I'm going to take your WordPress blog, I'm going to rip all the skin off of it and leave just the exposed PHP code there? And how can you reskin something? Because if you skin something, rip off its skin, how can you rip off its skin again? It'd have to be like have two layers of skin that you're ripping one off and then you're ripping off the other one. So how can you reskin a website? Ooh. Mr. Reskin. Sonitos in the forum in the chat room points out that maybe websites are like snakes. Ooh. I think you just insulted my website design, which you can get over at djosephdesign.com, where I will not skin your website, but I will design your website over at djosephdesign.com.
Which incidentally brings me to my thought that people usually say redesign and not reskin a website.
True, but I've heard some people in the last week refer to skinning a site or reskinning things, and it just stood out to me, and I thought, hey, that's going to be this week's noodleism.
There's more than one way to skin a website. Man, you only play that when I'm going to talk.
Are you going to talk now?
No.
Huh?
There. Okay. I played it when you weren't talking.
Pattern. Good.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, we'll move on. This week's feature, we had Valentine's Day this last weekend.
And by we, he doesn't...
Are you going to interrupt my sound effects again? Okay.
Because I can't see your arm moving to push the button anymore, I just realized. And so I don't think you're going to do it. And I just wanted to point out very quickly that by we, he does not mean he and I.
Right.
The world.
Did I say we celebrated?
You said we had.
Oh.
We had Valentine's Day.
Okay, can I go get to my featured story without you interrupting my music?
It's not music, but go ahead.
And it's not my female voice either. Okay. Valentine's Day was this last weekend.
No way.
What happened?
Oh, boy. This is going to be good, I can tell.
Female voice. Ah.
I'm just going to edit you out anytime you say that.
I'm going to edit you
Maybe
out.
Maybe not. Ooh. We're getting tough. Valentine's Day is considered a very romantic holiday. Either that, or it's considered a very sad holiday because there are those things that they call Single Awareness Day or Singleness Awareness Day, which has too many nesses in it.
I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, you didn't? Single Awareness Day?
No, I didn't aware of that.
Did you just sneeze?
No.
Okay. Then don't bless you. So I was thinking of 10 non-romantic things that you could have done on Valentine's Day if you had a really bad Valentine's Day. Here are 10 non-romantic things that you could do or could have done on Valentine's Day. 1. Memorize all the presidents. Because you know what? Today, as we're recording this, is President's Day.
That's true.
Yeah. So you could go back and memorize all of the presidents. And that's not too romantic at all.
No. I mean, unless, you know, you met in, like, history class.
He had me at Thomas Jefferson.
He?
Well, that's what I'm saying a girl could say about a guy.
You should have said it in your female voice.
I don't have a female voice. Number 2, have a movie or TV show marathon. Now, this is very important that you pick movies that are not romantic. So I'm not saying do a Love Comes Softly, Love Comes Tenderly, Love Comes Screaming in the Night, whatever
what?
Trilogy. I think that one's the one they haven't come out with yet. But it's got to be a good kind of non-romantic movie marathon. Like, you could do all of the Star Wars movies, or you could do Lord of the Rings, or you could do The Bourne Identity, or you could do
Jurassic
Lost,
Park.
Jurassic Park. Yeah. Anything like that. Some kind of movie or TV marathon that is not romantic.
Lost can be romantic.
At times, yeah. Depending on who gets induced with LSD. Which, by the way,
don't spoil things.
Okay, I'm just saying, in the last episode, before Valentine's Day,
that I actually know are listening.
We know now that they make LSD on the island. We know it. You watched the last episode that was before Valentine's Day, the second episode in season 6, and you'll see LSD is in there. I'm telling you.
Oh.
I was right all along. Number 3, since Valentine's Day falls very close to Charles Darwin Day, I suggest a very non-romantic thing of trying to evolve. And when that doesn't work, move on to number 4. Eat at Taco Bell.
Which is the opposite
of romantic, and it's the opposite of evolution. It's the opposite of both things.
That's what I meant, actually. Oh. Yeah.
Actually, I know some friends that the wife in the couple loves Taco Bell.
Yeah.
So maybe for them, eating at Taco Bell is romantic, but I think for everyone else in the world, Taco Bell is not romantic. So go eat at Taco Bell. Try something new on their menu. Try everything on their menu.
You go eat at Taco Bell.
You go reskin a website at Taco Bell if they offer free Wi-Fi.
Bell. Let's be clear. Anyway.
Clear bell? Bell clear. Wow. Clear as a bell.
Clear as a bell. Future noodleism.
Number 5. Reorganize your shirts. If they were even organized to begin with.
True.
Like, you could try and organize them by color or by sleeve length or by
sleeve
button.
Length. I like that one.
Yeah.
In the sense of not.
Okay. Number 6. Experiment with herbs to see what gives you the worst bad breath. Like, is it garlic? Is it maybe a little bit of basil? Is it some tarragon thrown in? Tarragon? I don't know.
Cardamom?
Cumin. Or whatever.
Let me know. Cardamom has bad breath.
Leave a comment in the show notes over at theramennoodle.com/podcast/21. I took your advice, Jeremy. So it's just /21. And let me know what you decide to try and what gives you the worst bad breath. Which, if that's not bachelor or bachelorette enough for you, hey, girls can try this too. It's okay, you know? Number 7, drink lots of soda and try to burp loud enough to shake the water in a glass, like that scene from Jurassic Park where the T-Rex is stomping on the ground and the water in the glass is vibrating. Try and do that with a burp. Girls, you're welcome to do it too. We're on equal footing here, so.
That could turn romantic.
Okay, I'm not going to touch that one. Maybe if someone else was on a very high sugar high, and I've never gotten that sugar high before. I don't think that's possible. Number 8, try different flavors of seasoning packets in ramen noodles. There is more than just chicken and beef.
There's strawberry.
Whoa.
And
vanilla and chocolate and tutti frutti and...
Okay, I lied. But what else is there? Ramen noodle.
There's shrimp. There is cream of mushroom. There is Cajun chicken. There's chili. There are all sorts of fun flavorings.
Wow.
Seasoning packets of comedy to flavor your day. Oh, wait. No, whoops. Sorry, I was on autopilot.
Yeah.
Number 9. Organize your Facebook friends into lists.
By such things as
like
age
and don't
or
like.
Sleeve length.
Yes. Go through all their profiles, unless they have those doppelganger, danger, doppeldingle.
What? You mean doppelganger?
Yes. Well, you could organize them by accuracy of if their doppelganger is correct or not. No,
we have
you look
two categories of celebrity lookalikes. Kinda and just plain pretentious.
Number 10, go play in the snow. Now
you go play in the snow.
You may think that sounds romantic, but not if you do it with action figures. Get out your G.I. Joes and go play in that snow.
Ah, wow.
That's not romantic.
Nope, not at all.
That's why...
They have the effect of lingering anti-romanticism. If you follow...
Yeah, and as it's lingering, that's why you should also try with the bad breath thing, too, because that will linger for quite a while.
Eat as many strange herbs as you can, then go play in the snow with action figures. This will keep your calendar very, very clear.
Yes. 10 non-romantic things to do on Valentine's Day. Brought to you by the Ramen Noodle. If you agree or disagree with these or have other suggestions or want to share your experiences with any of these or any other ramen noodle experiences of your life or
say anything at all.
Yeah, or say anything at all to us.
Or call in with a new name.
Or pretend to be someone else again. Then you can send that call to 859-353-4332. You can email me at theramennoodle.com. Audio is welcome, or you could write out your message. It's easier to make fun of you if you write out your message or if you call in, but clear audio is also welcome too. Or you can also go to the website and comment on the show notes over at theramennoodle.com/podcast/21.
But if you want to go to last week, it's /020.
Yeah. But I'm changed. I'm a new man. And you know why I'm a new man?
Enlighten me.
It's because I attended this special place where bachelors go to die. No.
So you're dead now?
I'm the undead bachelor.
Lovely.
It's a special place.
The Zombie Noodle is brought to you by Dead Joseph Design.
The zombie noodle. Oh, that's a Halloween episode. Maybe that's the title of this episode altogether. The zombie noodle. But no, the place I go to, now don't talk, because this is a segue into an audio clip. Okay, good job. The place I go to for my training is Bachelor Boot Camp.
I'm Sergeant Packard. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Hello, cadets. It's time for another round of training in Bachelor Boot Camp. This time, since you brought up the subject of snow and playing in the snow, I want to teach you the proper ways to eat snow. Because sometimes, when you're out there in the throes of trying to survive life, you have to find food where you can. And sometimes that means you have to eat snow. Lesson number one. Snow is supposed to be white. That's why your sins should be whiter than snow. So make sure, before you eat any snow, that it should not contain any color. No red, no yellow, no brown, no gray. It should be white snow. Lesson number two. Another way that you can eat snow, once you make sure that you've got clean white snow, is bring it into the house, mix it with a little bit of sweetened condensed milk, some delicious vanilla extract, and then you can make snow cream. And when you make a snow cream, it's like a whole new taste to life. It is the heaven to snow. Because snow can usher in a new level of heaven in your life, as long as you use it to reskin your diet.
Oh, due to technical difficulties, the co-host of this show is now deaf and has no idea what was really just said during the previous segment.
And that's... bad.
Yes, that is bad.
Okay. Yeah, I always have to take a brief break after doing that. Which, in case anyone wonders, that is actually my voice, but don't tell anyone that.
Everyone knew that.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, someone asked me recently, like a month ago, if that was really my voice, and if I
is
did that.
Is that my voice?
Oh,
we're going to quote that one movie.
I wish I had the little effects processor on my mixer in order to transform my voice live in real time, but I can only transform it post.
Oh, if I had a dollar for every time I wished that I had one of those.
You'd be a dollar richer?
Maybe less.
How, speaking of being rich, how's your Photos 365 project going?
Still cheap as free.
Cool. What's the web address for that again?
Photos365.tumblr.com.
Whoa, that's a long domain. Tumblr.com. It's .com. Oh. So, if you have any comments on today's show, please leave a comment on the episode at theramenoodle.com/podcast/21. You can call in your comment to 859-353-4332 or email me at theramenoodle.com. I also want to mention that I would love it if you could leave a review in iTunes, which by the time this episode releases, you'll be able to go to theramenoodle.com/iTunes, and it will take you straight to our page in iTunes, so you can leave a 5-star review. If you're going to leave anything other than a 5-star review, then email it to me.
Release me.
Oh my goodness.
That was the podcast.
You can also go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/theramennoodle. If you want to personally stalk me like so many other people do, hey, get this.
Gasp.
At the last check, I had 999 followers on Twitter. That's an upside down 666.
No, and I predict that by now it's probably down to 989.
Did you get like 10 other people? No, wait, no, I'm over 1,000. Sorry.
Aw, where's your crowd cheering thing? Co-host motions across the neck.
And Jeremy, where can they follow you on Twitter?
At twitter.com/phlegon. That's phlegon.
Gonbo. And Gunbo was his name. Oh.
What was my name?
I don't know. Gunbo?
Oh.
Sort of.
Is it Dumbo?
No.
And I was going to have to, you know, schedule an appointment to come throw something at you after the snow is cleared.
You can also follow me on Twitter. The address is twitter.com/theramennoodle. Jeremy, any closing thoughts?
My closing thoughts consist of the fact that I want to see just how long I can stall while I try to think of closing thought.
I can mute you, you know.
All right, then my closing thought is marmalade.
Marmalade? Okay, yep. With that closing thought, marmalade, we shall be over and out. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining the chat room over at theramennoodle.com/live, Monday nights at 8 p.m. Thank you for subscribing to the show. Thank you for putting up with us. Thank you for hopefully laughing. And please join us again next week.
Lonely, I am so lonely. I have nobody for my own.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
Okay, you may speak now or forever hold your peace.
Okay. Yeah.
Speak, Jeremy. Hi there.
My name is Phlegon.